The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh my gosh. Albin?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I went to Oz and I just got back and I'm looking up in bed and you were there and you were there and you were there.
I was a scarecrow. I
got back from the land of COVID. And let me just tell you, it's real. It's real. I don't want to freak people out, but this is not my original head. I had to have a head transplant. Some people can tell that I look a little different, but trust me, this is pretty close. We, as our guest today, have John Zmirak on, so we've got that to look forward to. But I just wanted to say, I've been out of commish. It's a medical term for 2 weeks, practically. I had COVID. I had some complications that are not really related to COVID. I don't want to get too personal, but let's just say it involves gender reassignment surgery, and it's none of your business. So
that's not true. That's not what happened. But I
had COVID, and I got the sweats, it was really. It's been a lot of fun. Let me just say it's been a lot of fun. So I've been out of commission. A lot has been going on, and I want to cover a couple of basic things before we bring on John Zmirak. So number one, I have not been out there doing anything. Obviously, if you're aware that I've not been able to do this show, you realize I've been not doing other interviews. So I did... I was on with Steve Bannon. He got indicted. I got COVID. Everything spun out of control. So I think Steve Bannon is going to have me back on War Room to continue talking about Is Atheism Dead? Let me give an update on Is Atheism Dead? It has continued to be a national bestseller, thanks to many of you who've ordered it. I want to say that the price on Amazon has dropped to $23, I think. So when a book does really well, when it becomes a national bestseller, places like Amazon in particular will discount it. So I'm not trying to push you to Amazon, but I'm letting you know if that's a place where you shop. The last I checked, the book was $23. It's a $30 book. So that's a tremendous savings. So I just want to say also that because of supply chain issues. Now, you guys know I'm not joking. There's our paper supply shortages, and I don't know. We've just done a second printing on the book. We don't know when we can do a third printing. If you want to copy the book before Christmas, please be warned that I am not saying this to get you to buy the book. I'm just letting you know that there are issues which we're dealing with behind the scenes, obviously, to try to get to it, but to try to get a third printing of the book in time for Christmas, I don't know whether we will be able to. So the book is available pretty much everywhere. I just mentioned that finally Amazon has discounted it dramatically. I got to tell you guys, the feedback I've gotten anecdotally has been super positive. And I believe in every book that I write, but I don't expect to get, amazing feedback in the way that I have from this book. And you, Albin, you and your brother Tony, yeah, said stuff to me, I don't know, about 6 weeks ago. And I thought, wow, it sounds like they really like it. So I'm just saying, I believe in all my books, but this one has struck a nerve. I think it's why it's a national bestseller. And The information that I'm getting has been fantastic. So I just want to say, praise God. I'm really happy. Obviously it's important to me to get the information out in all these books that I write, but this in particular.
My twin brother and I, we drop kicked atheism like a soccer ball after reading your book. Yeah.
Anyway, but I'll be doing a lot more. I'm supposed to be on Tucker Carlson's Fox Nation program. We don't have the details on that yet, but that's where he interviews you for like an hour. And then he plays clips of it, I guess, on his regular show. That won't be till sometime in December. But I'm just really glad that the book is selling very well. And I want to tell people that. And I also want to tell people that since I've been off the air, Nutramedics has launched a special 35% off if you use the code Eric. Today is the last day. So we've been sending out emails. We've been trying to get the word out to you on this program. Even though I haven't been here, I assume that you guys have heard about it. But today is literally the last day if you want to get any Nutramedics products at 35% off. It's normally 20% with the code Eric. It's 35% off till midnight tonight. Do you hear sirens? They're coming to take
it away. It's not me in Terrytown. Nope.
I just wanted to make sure that that's a fact, is that midnight tonight, the 35% off, you know, Nutramedics will periodically do these super specials. And so for the last week, it's been 35% off. It's functioning till midnight tonight. So it's Monday, November 29th, till midnight tonight. If you use the code Eric, you get 35% off. And I have been taking, during this COVID season, I've been taking tons of Nutramedics products because everybody tells you you need to take zinc, you need to take vitamin D, you need to take quercetin, you need to take vitamin C. So I've been taking those every single day, my Nutramedics products, Nutramedics.com, 35% off. So if you want to get these for Christmas gifts or whatever, tonight, midnight is the cutoff. So I had to say that. What else do we have to say? Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday I was on the phone. Was it yesterday? Chris, you were there, or the day before?
It was the day before.
With Mike Lindell.
Yes.
We've got to talk about this.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, I'll say it again. He's a hero. He's an amazing man, and we're living at a time that's so bizarre that the utterly important information that he's trying to get out with regard to the 2020 election. And by the way, if anybody says that I should stop talking about the 2020 election, you can go to hell. And I say that, you know, in the Aramaic sense, Gehenna. So
now, just to clarify, are you talking about the hell or a different hell?
Of course not. Everything is metaphorical. But I want to say that when people tell you to stop talking about something, you need to know that they are afraid of talking about it. And my attitude, I've said this now for almost a year, if I could be persuaded that everything were fine with the 2020 election, I would be thrilled. I don't mind losing fairly. But when people tell you to shut up, and when people tell you, if you don't shut up, we're going to sue you. I've been sued. We know that. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but the bottom line is Mike Lindell has been a hero. And one of the reasons that we're proud to be a sponsor, we're proud to have him as a sponsor on this program, is because he's a man who, even if you don't agree with him, I think you have to appreciate the fact that he's doing his best. He's spending his own money to try to help get to the bottom of things. And I say all this because we're living in a culture where the pressure to shut up and to tell people to shut up is huge. We've never been through anything like this. So that you even have Fox News and Newsmax and everybody backing away. And Mike Lindell was even upset with Salem. Now, we are on Salem Radio, and I revere the folks who run Salem and who give us the opportunity to be on here. I can say clearly, I have never been asked by the folks at Salem not to talk about something. But we're going to have Mike on this program either tomorrow or Wednesday to talk about what's going on and what the news is not putting out there. And I don't want to be a program that doesn't talk about this kind of stuff. And you could tell I get angry because we're talking about liberty. We're talking about the lives of billions of people around the planet depend on whether we have the courage to speak. When we come back, speaking of courage, we get to talk to John Zmierak, and we'll catch you at the end of the hour. Lots more to relate, but when we come back, John Zmierak. Don't forget Nutramedics.com, 35% off. Midnight tonight is the cutoff. Use the code Eric.
Hey, folks, do you wish you remembered names better and thought more clearly? Hey, improve your memory with Vivalore Memory Support. Vivalore's founder actually prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss when her mother had dementia. She had divine encounters, and her faith and her background as a pharmacist led Susan Gibson to create Vivalore Memory Support. Vivalore is a premium quality all-natural supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplement. Wow. It's won many awards. It has 3 books independently written about it. Visit Vivalore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements people have experienced. Vivalore is for those with normal memory, mild, or severe memory loss. Don't wait until your memory slips. The pathology starts 20 years before your first memory loss symptom. Wow. Vivalore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R. Go to Vivalore.com, buy 3, and get 40% off with code 340. That's 40% off with code 340. The makers pray that God's glory rests on every pill. Vivalore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com.
Hey there, folks. I get to talk to John Zmierak. How bad could it be? John Zmierak, I still sound stuffed up, but hey, it's not about me. The question is, what do you think about how I sound?
I think you sound more like some late night radio host from the 1970s doing kind of romantic music. You know, like you're about to put on some... Who's one of those great soul singers, you know?
Lou Rawls?
Rawls. You're about to spin some Lou Rawls, and the people listening to you are smoking their joints, hoping to get lucky.
And I want to say, and it's my way of telling my audience, you'll never find another love like mine. So here we go. John, before we talk about anything else, let me just say how great it is to see you, how great it is to be back. And when I say back, I don't know what I mean by that. Technically, I'm here. But what is today? Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so it really is Monday, the 29th of November. My audience, if they listen to the previous segment, they know that I had COVID. And I had complications associated with COVID. And but nothing serious. That makes it sound really serious. But it's just been a wacky, wacky time, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting to get back in the saddle. There's a lot of exciting and important information that I want to talk about with regard to Mike Lindell and some other things, but we are going to leave that for hour two. Albin and Chris Himes and I will talk about that. Right now, I want to talk to you, John, really about anything. You've got all these articles at stream.org, but what do you want to start first?
I haven't talked since Kyle Rittenhouse was 100% vindicated of any criminal charges. And I'm proud to say that I'm one of the very first people, commentators in America, who came out 2 days after the shooting to say that Kyle Rittenhouse appeared to me to be completely innocent and, in fact, an American hero. And all the facts, all the witnesses, all the testimony, all the video has confirmed my initial column from 2 days after the shooting. Mainstream media have ignored all of it,
right?
Lied about all of it, have repeated entirely invented libelous statements about Mr. Rittenhouse, saying that he was a white supremacist, member of some white nationalist militia.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we are non-judgmental. I want to be very, very clear.
Our media almost universally reported false statements about Kyle Rittenhouse, destructive, really destructive false statements. The most destructive thing you can say about someone in America is that he's a white nationalist. It's really more destructive than saying someone is a child pornographer.
Actually, let me ask you a question, because I have to always go to the roots. Why do we care if somebody's a white supremacist or whatever? Isn't the issue, is he a murderer? Isn't that the issue? Like, if I kill you because I hate that you're black, or I kill you because I hate that you're white, or I kill you because you're not Greek, does it matter? If I murder you, it's called murder. So aren't we already, in other words, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but the reason we're in the mess that we're in is because we talk about things like why someone murdered someone rather than did someone murder someone.
The problem, Eric, is that you're speaking like someone from the old America. The new America is in the grips of the imposition of a new official religion. Anti-racism is the new official religion of America, and it's being imposed upon us the way Islam was imposed upon the Christians of Egypt after the conquest of that country. Last week, I believe, a couple of weeks ago, you interviewed Paul Gottfried, a brilliant scholar. He's got a whole book on this. Several books on it. In fact, his recent book on anti-fascism talks about that. What we are seeing in the woke attitudes is not just old-fashioned political correctness. It's a new hysterical, puritanical, moralistic cult. It's like Calvinism without Christ. It asserts the total depravity of Western society.
Wait a minute, Calvinism without Christ? You mean Calvinism?
Well, the Calvinists believe somebody.
Just teasing. Just
Calvinists believe somebody is saved. The woke believe, I guess, that non-whites and their leftist allies can be saved. But everything else is worth destruction.
I'm just teasing my good friends in Holland, Michigan. Well, John, I just want to ask you, because there's a lot of issues here for the headline. I mean, we're a week late because I've been away for so long, but where my brain goes with this stuff is it's sort of like saying Supreme Court declares 1 + 1 = 2. And everybody cheers. And there's a side of me that says, why are we cheering? Like, we know 1 + 1 = 2. The only horror is that we needed to hear what the Supreme Court said on it, as though they didn't themselves know that 1 + 1 = 2. We're kind of at that point right now.
Roger Kimball wrote a brilliant column about this. Kyle Rittenhouse, that case should never have gone to trial. We had high definition video of leftist thugs chasing him through the streets, yelling, kill him, kill him, kill him. We had video of someone clubbing him with a skateboard. We had video of someone pointing a gun at him. When he shot those three psychotics, one of whom was a pedophile, it was obviously self-defense. He should
wait. Arrested. Even this is like my brain explodes. You say one of whom was a pedophile. Okay. A child rapist. Now, if you're following the news, many people already know this, but I think it bears repeating since we've not addressed this issue. You're talking about things that are so confusing. In other words, it's not an issue of Kyle Rittenhouse is chased by some people or whatever. The people chasing him are the sort of characters that anybody would say are super bad people.
Not anybody, Eric. Not anybody. The mainstream media were calling them heroes. You had a Democrat legislator saying they were a group of heroes. They were anti-racist activists. And Kyle Rittenhouse crossed state lines illegally with an AR-15 assault weapon and killed them. None of which is true. They were white.
We know.
Don't take for granted, Eric. Maybe your listeners don't know this because you're the only person saying it. If they read MSN, if they watch NBC, if they watch CNN, they don't know any of this. They think he was a white nationalist who carried a gun across state lines and murdered people, none of which is true. He didn't carry a gun across state lines. He shot in self-defense. He wasn't a white nationalist. They were white communist thugs trying to murder him, trying to burn down a used car dealership of some small businessman. Kyle Rittenhouse was a good Samaritan. He he got off the road and found the victim of robbers and took care of him, while Pharisees and Levites like David French and the others at National Review sneered at him and called him a vigilante and said he was reckless and said no one should view Kyle Rittenhouse as a hero. If Kyle Rittenhouse is the kind of American who built this country, he was the same when he picked up his rifle. He was the same age Nathan Hale was when he gave up his one life for his country. He was the same age as those soldiers David French encouraged George Bush to send to Iraq. It was fine for 17-year-olds to carry guns.
Actually, Kyle Rittenhouse was far younger than Nathan Hale. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
They were both 17. They were both 17. I looked it up.
No. Nathan Hale was 21 when he died.
I don't think so. I think he was 17.
I can't believe I know something Zmirak doesn't know. I finally got a fact that I can use, John, to prove that you're human. John, as superhuman as you are, technically you're human. No, he was 21, and he had, you know, he'd already graduated from Yale and everything. Look, the point is, we're talking about young men. We're talking about heroes. We're talking about people willing to die for something they believe in, something called liberty, something called law and order. And they've been vilified. I mean, look, Nathan Hale is not being vilified in the way that Kyle Rittenhouse is being vilified. But the fact of the matter is, it's just about the same. When we come back, you and I can talk about the Yale connection that you and I have and what Yale did with Nathan Hale. All right, folks, forgive me sounding stuffed up. The reason is that I'm stuffed up. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Talking to John Zmirak. John Zmirak is talking to me. I see this as a positive thing for the nation. John, before we go to the Waukesha massacre, and you've written all this stuff at stream.org, I want to go back just to Nathan Hale. You mentioned him. In my book, If You Can Keep It, I write about his story. And I think half of the time that I'm writing the things that I write, what astonishes me is that I realize that I'm old enough now where many people are not familiar with what I'm writing about. And the larger problem is it's not an age thing. It's an epic. In other words, for 200 years, every American knew who Nathan Hale was. Every American. It had nothing to do with what decade you were born in. But something happened since you and I roughly were at Yale in the 80s. The culture has shifted. So that you have young people that don't look up to American heroes like Nathan Hale. The reason we were able to be America for 250 years almost is because we had we had a national culture where most people looked up to folks like Nathan Hale, who died for his nation. That idea and those ideals have evaporated. And so we find ourselves now in a situation where somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse does what he does, and there's no, the assumptions that used to be there are gone. In other words, we would like to think that we live in a country where if somebody actually murdered somebody, if Kyle Rittenhouse was a murderer, we would all condemn him. But we're no longer in a place where we're even asking that question. It's already assumed that unless you were on the other side of things, you're a bad guy. So I always want to frame things a little bit. So forgive me.
It's fine. I wrote a column at Strand.org. Congratulations, Kyle Rittenhouse. Now flee while you can to Brazil. I think Kyle Rittenhouse should flee to the country of Brazil and ask for political asylum. And I'm not kidding, because the jury had barely finished reading its verdict that Representative Jerry Nadler was urging the Justice Department to file civil rights charges against Kyle Rittenhouse to claim that he violated the civil rights of the three people who were trying to kill him when he shot them. And I think the Biden administration is perfectly capable of doing that. It's sending FBI agents to stalk parents going to school board meetings. The Gitmo on the Potomac is full of people from January 6th who are who've been held without bail in solitary confinement for almost a year for crimes like trespassing and illegal parading and interrupting an official proceeding. They're being treated like murderers. Meanwhile, in Waukesha, Wisconsin, you have a Black Lives Matter supporter named Daryl Brooks, I believe his name is. Let me find it. Massacres, drives a truck into a crowd of white Wisconsinites engaged in their annual Christmas parade. Let's see. And he kills six people, injures 60. He was driving his truck zigzagging back and forth to run down as many people as possible. It took almost 24 hours for the mainstream media to even mention that the assailant was the killer was Black. They're not mentioning all his social media posts praising Black Lives Matter, talking about killing white people, talking about killing Jews. Daryl Brooks Jr. is his name. It turns out he is affiliated with the group, the Black Hebrew Israelites. They're the same people who were taunting and threatening Nick Sandman at the March for Life.
Wait a minute. These are the guys, you know, I apologize to my audience because I've been away and we're not giving you context. There's so much madness here that I guess you just have to take John's word and my word for it. And you can read what John wrote about it at stream.org. And again, there's a standing homework assignment on this program. And I mean this, folks, go to stream.org, find John's articles, print them out, share them with your friends, because we need to do the work that is no longer being done. We need to give context and to understand what is happening. So John, you've just said something.
A little bit more. Daryl Brooks, who had already been arrested for running down his girlfriend with a truck, was let out on $1,000 bail by one of the George Soros prosecutors who were elected, let him out on $1,000 bail. He takes his truck and attacks a Christmas parade full of white people, because that part of Wisconsin is mostly white, killing as many white people as he can. His social media is full of talking about the need to kill white people. He has not been charged with a hate crime, even though Wisconsin has a hate crime law that would cover this. The media would not report on the possible racial motivation, and that is because anti-white hatred is a legitimate sentiment in America now. It is okay to bash and hate and despise white people, especially white men. I'll give you two examples. When Kyle Rittenhouse was on the stand, this guy was 17 at the time. He's got PTSD. He's talking about when this mob of communists tried to murder him and he was forced to shoot in self-defense, and then spent a month and a half in jail afterward. The whole country has demonized him. He's talking about this on the stand, and he breaks down crying. Social media fills up with sneers by reporters. Oh, look at the tears of the white man. White male tears. They said the same thing when Brett Kavanaugh got emotional, defending himself against Christine Blasey Ford's perjury.
Okay, all right. Forgive me, John. We're going to go to another break. Folks, we've got John for both hours. Don't go away. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Folks, the most important news of the day, today, Monday, November 29th, is literally the last day you can get 35% off Nutramedics products when you use the code ERIC. Nutramedics, N-U-T-R-A. You know how to spell Nutra. Medics is M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Today is the last day that you can get 35% off when you use the code ERIC. I don't need to belabor it because I already have. John Zmirak, what's up?
Well, I was talking about how when Kyle Rittenhouse on the stand had to testify, but when he was forced at age 17 to shoot three people in his own self-defense because they were part of a mob of communists yelling, kill him, hitting him with a skateboard and pointing guns at him. He broke down crying on the stand, which to me was something a normal human being, not a sociopath, would do. And all over the media, you saw white man's tears, privileged white male tears. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse worked as a fry cook to help support his single mom while he was in high school. Kyle Rittenhouse is excited about enrolling at a state university, Arizona State, where, of course, leftist students are trying to get him unenrolled because they're communists. But Kyle Rittenhouse broke down on the stand. Excuse me. And our well-paid elite media figures, most of them white themselves, were sneering all over social media about white male tears. When Brett Kavanaugh broke down testifying before the Senate against completely frivolous, made-up rape charges that Christine Blasey Ford made against him. And by the way, I just want to say, with regard to Ms. Ford, if I could speak to her, you belong in prison for perjury. And I hope you are someday prosecuted. Okay, so they sneered at Brett Kavanaugh's white male tears. It's okay to demonize and hate white people because of their so-called privilege. Now, Eric, you know better than most people how the Nazis demonized Jews because of their so-called privilege. They supposedly ran too many newspapers, owned too many banks, they had too much money. So it was okay to sneer at them. It was okay to smash their store windows. What, like was happening in Kenosha.
Hold on. I may be wrong about this, but it strikes me, John, that you are literally the first person that I have heard, perhaps the first person who's publicly said that the way the Jews were demonized in the 30s in Germany was, in a sense, because of their quote-unquote privilege. In other words, what you've just said, you're the first person in my understanding, who has made the link, because it's the opposite of the kind of link. I mean, we live in a culture that is a victim culture. Okay. Right. But I've not heard anybody make the link to the Nazis and the Jews. So this is kind of interesting to me, because that's an ideological link that's rather important.
It is true that Jews were overrepresented in the learned professions, that they, more of them went to college, more of them worked in journalism and the arts. These are all good things in a normal, healthy society. In a normal, healthy society, you would see, oh, wow, what a talented group of people. Thank God we have them here in Germany. The way people, you know, might be about Asian Americans. But of course, there's discrimination against Asian Americans too, getting into college, because they're overrepresented. There are too many of them. They work too hard.
Okay, John, look. Let's just cut to the chase. It's called jealousy, right?
Envy.
When you hate somebody, envy. When you hate someone for succeeding and you try to justify it, this is called envy. This is a sin from the pit of hell. These are the kinds of things that send people to hell for eternity. Hanging on to a sin like that, instead of repenting of it, instead of recognizing what it is, you say, no, it's a good thing. And it feels good to hate these SOBs. How dare they? So when you and I were at Yale, it hadn't really come to the Asians yet. But you could feel, at least in the liberal groups that I was hanging out in, any, you know, George Bush Sr., white, skull and bones elite. In other words, the people who were running the world, who were against the Nicaraguans, you know, who were against then it was that group of people that was demonized. In a way, it hasn't changed that much.
What's
but it's
happening
the same
now?
Idea, permission to hate.
Actually, now you have permission to hate working class whites, Trump supporters, churchgoers, the rich white Silicon Valley execs who live in San Francisco are not part of the group you're supposed to hate. You're supposed to hate people like Kyle Rittenhouse. If you could see how they sneered at his mother was a working class woman.
Oh, I know. I saw
it. Didn't have great makeup. Was not the most eloquent spokesman on television. She's been trying to keep her son out of prison.
You're talking about people like your mother and my mother and your father and my father. We're talking about people like that.
We're talking about Americans, the people who actually built this country in World War II.
That's the
point. They are now pond scum. They are now filth that should be discarded. Now, I want to make another historical parallel. In Rwanda in the 1990s, the Tutsis were an overachieving minority that was targeted by envy-driven leftists in the Hutu majority. They were constantly demonized in the media. They actually were called Tutsi cockroaches, and it led to a genocide, to one of the worst genocides of modern times. And now, whenever I hear people talking sneeringly about white Americans, I say, we're just Tutsi cockroaches and we're waiting for the Hutus to come for us with their machetes. And that is what was done to Kyle Rittenhouse. And if you look around, our media are more outraged at Kyle Rittenhouse for defending small businesses and defending himself than they are at Daryl Brooks for massacring white people at the Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. They try to portray that as a traffic accident until they found the video of him purposely running down little old ladies and small children. But that doesn't matter. He is a Black Lives Matter supporter, so we're not going to talk about that. We're going to demonize Kyle Rittenhouse for helping small businessmen defend themselves against a communist mob of arsonists and thieves.
I just want to apologize to my audience for having to subject them to these facts. And I'm only half kidding. It's very painful that what we're talking about is simply true, but we do need to talk about these things. I'm grateful I get to talk about these things with John Zmirak. We'll be right back. Hey, gang, how about that John Zmirak?
Oh, yeah.
Alvin and Chris, before we go back to Zmirak, because I want to keep him for the rest of the hour if we can, for hour two today. But I want to reiterate, just to go back to this COVID craziness. So I got COVID. Suzanne got COVID. I don't know if she gave it to me or I gave it to her. But then she went to visit my parents and gave it to them. Oh. And my mother got it. And my father got it. And my current daughter, I won't use her name on the air, let's just say Hortense, went to nurse my parents. So this has been the craziest time in the Metaxas family, folks. If you've been wondering where I've been, I have no idea where I've been. I've been in a perspiring haze for days and days and days. Obviously, I'm mostly out of it, the fact that I can be functional and talk here for the first time in 2 weeks. But the fact that my parents were ill was very upsetting to me. My dad had to go to the emergency room again. So it's been a really crazy time. And I just want to say to our audience, thank you for bearing with us, because this has been a really unprecedentedly crazy, crazy time. And obviously when your dad's 94 and he has COVID and other health issues, it's been very stressful, I have to say, but God is good. And here we are on Monday, the 29th of November, by his grace. Albin, before we go to hour two, just a couple of quick things that I want to mention for sure to the audience. Number one, tonight, midnight, until tonight midnight, you can still get Nutramedics.com is offering 35% off if you use the code Eric. As you know, typically you get 20% off for using the code Eric, but this last week, and they extended it to today, to midnight, if you want to get Nutramedics products. While I have been going through this COVID season, and by the way, I don't want to be politically correct. The real term is the Kung Flu Pandademic. I just want to be very clear. That's a Disney Plus program, Kung Flu Pandademic. While I've had this, I've been taking vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, zinc, all Nutramedics products. And if you want to get them, or you want, oh, and melatonin, lots of stuff. But I take all this stuff every day, whether I have COVID or don't. But you can get it 35% off till midnight tonight. The code is Eric. If you use the code Eric at any time, you'll get our discount. And I don't know what the discount, we'll find out tomorrow if they're willing to. I know the 35% ends tonight. So I just want to tell everybody, please, if you're interested in that, tonight, midnight, November 29th, get that. Number one. Number two, I mentioned Mike Lindell. Did I mention Mike Lindell?
Not yet. No. Tomorrow,
we're going to have him on this week to talk about this whole Salem thing. It's a big deal to try to understand. I mean, I'm challenged by it, and I want to process it with you, the audience. Mike is a hero. Please support him by going to mypillow.com or mystore.com. Almost all of my books are available at mystore.com. And if you use the code Eric, you get a special discount. If you go to mypillow.com, use the code Eric, you get a special discount. But please help support Mike. We'll have him on either tomorrow or Wednesday to get the update on what is going on. The man is just doing so much. And because I've been out of commission, we have not been covering it, but we will be covering it. Before we go to the news break, I should mention we're going to have Kathy Lee Gifford on this week in the studio. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to Kathy. She's a dear friend. Haven't seen her in a long time. And we've got Alex Berenson, a lot of other folks. Anyway, don't go away.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.